Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Gabriel and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today is the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, and we are going to be listening to the sequence just before the Gospel. So let us open our hearts and ask our Lord to speak to us through this sequence. At the cross, her station keeping, stood the mournful mother weeping, close to Jesus to the last. Through her heart, his sorrow sharing, all his bitter anguish bearing, now at length the sword had passed. Oh, how sad and sore distressed was that mother highly blessed of the sole begotten one. Christ above in torment hangs, she beneath beholds the pangs of her dying, glorious Son. Is there one who would not weep, whelmed in miseries so deep, Christ's dear mother to behold? Can the human heart refrain from partaking in her pain, in that mother's pain untold? Bruised, derided, cursed, defiled, she beheld her tender child, all with bloody scourges rent, for the sins of his own nation, saw him hang in desolation, till his spirit forth he sent. O sweet mother, font of love, touch my spirit from above. Make my heart with yours accord. Make me feel as you have felt. Make my soul glow and melt with the love of Christ my Lord. Holy Mother, pierce me through. In my heart each wound renew of my Savior crucified. Let me share with you his pain, who for all our sins was slain, who for me in torments died. Let me mingle tears with you, mourning him who mourned for me all the days that I may live. By the cross with you to stay, there with you to weep and pray, is all I ask of you to give. Virgin of all virgins blessed, listen to my fond request. Let me share your grief divine. Let me to my latest breath in my body bear the death of that dying son of yours. Wounded with his every wound, steep my soul till it has swooned in his very blood away. Be to me, O virgin, nigh, lest in flames I burn and die in his awful judgment day. Christ, when you shall call me hence, be your mother my defense, be your cross my victory. While my body here decays, may my soul your goodness praise, safe in heaven eternally. Amen. Friends, what an extraordinarily powerful sequence. We don't often get to hear sequences. There's only a few times that they're ever used in the church calendar, but today, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, is one of them. What I love about this feast day is that it shows the humanity of Our Lady. What's so beautiful about Our Lady is that she just understands our humanity. She understands what it's like to live in the day-to-day life, in the boring, but also in the glory. And yet also in the suffering. Our Lady is such a textbook example of what it means to love until the end, to love until it hurts. You know, I don't know what it's like to see someone that you love more than anyone else in the entire planet go through the most agonizing and excruciating pain possible. I can't imagine the pain and the sorrow and the anguish that Our Lady must have gone through to see her son, whom she loved so deeply, so dearly, how she would have traded spots in an instant, and yet she couldn't. But friends, this is what makes Our Lady, specifically under her title, Our Lady of Sorrows, so incredibly powerful, is that No matter what you are going through, no matter what suffering you are going through, she has such empathy for you. And she sees you in your hurting, and she sees you in your suffering, and she sees you in your pain. And she is there for you to look you in the eye and to just be there with you. So run to her, your mother, because she will always be there for you. Friends, this again has been a scripture reflection on the sequence of the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Again, my name is Gabriel, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.